done, and every time I messed up, it never changed his character. But he continues to change mine to be more like his. I want you to be encouraged today. I believe that God has a word to help us today to come closer to him. And last month, we were focused on better, and the Lord kept giving us a word as it relates to better. How many of you like better? Well, don't let go of better. You've chosen the better thing. Now, don't let go of it. Listen, when you made your choice to follow after him, that was the best choice you could have ever made. And every day you wake up, make that choice again. And fight the good fight of faith. Because that's the choice you made. This month, we're going to be teaching on thankful. Being thankful. That means full of thanks. Thankful. I am full of thanks. You're not full of complaining. You are full of thanks. It doesn't matter what your situation is, there's one thing you can always thank God for, and that's for choosing you. And saving you.
Amen.
Say, I'm thankful.
Thankful.
There's a scripture that I want to put in the atmosphere and that we'll be using as our theme scripture this month. It's coming from Psalms 100, verse 4. David writes, and I want us to rest to our feet and let's read it together. Because let me share something with you. When we put the word of God in the atmosphere, it attaches to the spirit of God in the atmosphere, and all it takes is for two to come into agreement, and we could have anything according to the will of God. Therefore, when we speak the word of God, it attaches to the spirit of God, and I want us to get in practice of speaking the word of God, because the word of God will transform your life. Nothing else will transform your life, but the word of God will. I know people think they can do it. People can't transform your life. Only the word of God can. Let's read it together. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm full of thanks.
I'm full of thanks.
Now I want you to turn in your Bibles to today's text. There's going to be two passages of text. First, we're going to be in John chapter 1, the gospel according to John chapter 1. And then we're going to go backwards into Dr. Luke. A gospel according to Luke, chapter number 22. But first, we're going to be in John chapter 1. So if you would turn there, turn to John chapter 1. That is good practice for you to use the word of God, even though we have it on the wall. And when you get there, shout amen.
Amen.
And if you still look and shout, hold up. Amen. Sometime you got to speak up. Don't let the bus leave you. That might be the only one to heaven. I'm getting on that bus. Let's pray. All wise and eternal God, we thank you for this time that you are giving us to feast at your table. You said you prepare us a table in the presence of our enemy. So thank you, God, for allowing us to come that we may feast at your table, which is full of love and righteousness. Father, we are your church, your bride, and we ask you, Lord, that you would now move in a supernatural way. We ask that you would tear down every wall of separation that is causing us not to be together, that we may come together in spirit and in truth to worship you. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We desire, Lord, to hear from you alone. So as I stand here on holy ground, Lord, I ask you now that you would take and just crush the spirit of Felix, move him out of your way, that your spirit may be elevated in such a way that we would hear from you and you alone. Help us, God. For I surrender now my spirit, Lord. Consecrate me to be used by you. And we promise after all is said and done that you alone will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before I read the text, as you are standing, I want to first address you as the body of Christ, whom I love, and as God has called me to be a pastor, one of the first things that he teaches is humility. And when I make an error because I am not perfect, I will come to you if I notice that I have erred in any way. And so the last sermon that was preached, you noticed that none of the CDs were out there because while I was teaching in the middle of being human, I used a word which is not common in my vernacular, and it may have been offensive to someone because it spoke to an illness, and I used it in the wrong text. And so I wanted to say publicly to you that I apologize, charge it to my humanness. Also, I won't repeat the word because they are editing it to fix it, and then we'll publish the CD. But if anybody was offended that's here, please accept my apology. Amen. And if you know anyone in the body of Christ, let them know if they mention it that they have my complete apology. I want to put my foot on the devil's head immediately. Amen. Right? Because there's nobody that's perfect, but we do serve a perfect God. Amen?
Amen.
Now that that's off my chest. All right, looking at John chapter number 1, verse number 3. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
Amen.
Yes, believe, I believe.
Nothing was made unless God made it.
Amen.
Nothing happens unless God allows it.
Yes. Amen.
Nothing. Skip over to verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Well, that's good. To those who believe in his name. Shout, I believe.
I believe.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And dwelt among us as we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 16. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody has it all together, but we have all received grace for grace. In other words, grace on top of grace, on top of grace, on top of grace, on top of grace, on top of grace. So no matter whatever happens to you, grace, 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 grace. Grace has made a way for you. Mm-hmm. That's right, Rudy. Now turn to Luke chapter 22. Verse 31. We there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Begin in verse 31. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat.
Yes, sir. Come on, pal.
I got to pause for a moment.
Yes, sir. I know that, bro.
Because you need to know.
Yes, sir.
That in order for Satan to get to you, he has to go ask Jesus. Ah. We see that Jesus approaches Simon and says, Simon, Satan's been asking for you. And if he asked for Satan, I'm going to tell you something. He's been asking for you. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But Peter, but he said, that's Peter, to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. He says to him, first he says, Simon, Satan wants to have you. Then he says to him, Peter. He calls him two different names during the text. But I really want to focus on verse 2 where he says, but I have prayed that your faith fail not. Meaning that Jesus has a plan no matter what he allows the enemy to do. And that's what we want to be today. We want to be thankful for the plan. Amen?
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of God. Last week, I was traveling to go and see my daughter who was in college in Reno, so I was out of town. During the whole week, I could not sleep more than a couple of hours. I was up late nights. I did not know why I couldn't sleep. I just knew that I could not sleep, and I'd done a lot of praying because I was up and I could not sleep. I was struggling and asking God to help me sleep. And God was revealing to me that I needed to go and see my daughter. Unbeknownst to me that my daughter had been going through some counseling. And she told me when I got there that her therapist told her that depression was trying to take her over. Depression is the outcome of suppression. What you hold suppressed in you will make you depressed if you don't let it out of you. That's why the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because you need to let that stuff go. As I was on my way and I was praying for my child, the Lord said to me, as you are entering into this month of being thankful, you're going to begin to pray for all the children. So not only was I praying for my child on the way, I began to pray for everybody's child that got into my spirit, because we have been talking a whole lot of foolishness about the plans of the enemy instead of talking about the plans of God.
Amen.
Therefore, we by which have defaulted and put in the atmosphere the plans of the enemy, because that's what we've been talking about. Instead of talking about the plans of God, it's something that we know the plans of God, but yet we always predicate things on the what if.
Yeah.
we get ready to go to see even a judge, and we know the plans of God are on our life, and we still talk about the what if. You know, it is something that we can be in a relationship with somebody, and God has brought us into the relationship, and trouble happens in the relationship, and we talk more about the trouble than the relationship that God has established. It is something that we have really adapted to the world systems to talk about all the negative instead of talking about the plans of God which are on our life. And the plans of God are irrevocable, and the plans of God are not based on what you do. The plans of God are based on his faithfulness. Which means that even though you are saved and you mess up, it is not your mess up that disqualifies you. Your mess up is the only thing that quantifies you that God can show his restoration power. Amen. Thereby, if God has shown his restoration power in you, can you allow him to show it in your daughter or in your son? Or can you allow him to show it in your spouse or in your friend? Instead of becoming judgmental about where they are, can you talk about the plan of God that's over their life, and he has put you in their life so that you can speak the oracles of God and call those things that are not as though they were until they become the will of God? You have that power to do that thing. Whereby there was a plan from the beginning of time, because God knew that we were going to be some wayward children.
Amen.
Prodigal livers.
Yes, sir.
But there was going to be such a time that he was going to reveal himself in such a way while you were all messed up, so that he can restore you and others would see how messed up you were and what God did in your life.
Amen.
Understand that God needs a vehicle that's all messed up so that he can show that he's the mechanic that can fix it up. If you wasn't broke down, then how can he show that he's the one that can lift you up? And so we the body of believers have to become who God has called us to be. And we are what's called world changers, the light of men.
Amen.
Notice in this
Come
particular
on,
text,
on,
Jesus talks to Simon and addresses him as Simon and tells him that Satan has asked for you. He lets him know that the enemy has asked for him. Back in Job, the Bible says that the enemy was going to and fro and asking God, who can I mess with today? And if that's what the enemy was doing then, and that's what the enemy was doing in the book of Luke, I'm here to tell you that's what he's still doing. He is asking God for permission to see if he can mess with you. And God has put his faith in you, because you didn't have no faith until he deposited a measure of faith in you so that you can proclaim his will over everything else. Oh, get the picture for a minute, church, because we have to be the church and stop trying to act like a church and just grow up and be the church. Preacher, what are you talking about? I'm about to explain it to you if you'll just listen for just 1 minute. In order to really grasp upon being the church, you are going to have to understand how God works.
Come on, pal.
God does not work through a perfect vessel.
Explain, pal.
So if you're doing the will of God, there's still something messed up in you.
All right.
So nobody in here has it together.
Come on, pal.
Let's get that straight right now.
Thank you, pal.
And listen, if you're looking for the perfect church, you'll never find it. Some of us going, well, that's not the right church for me. Oh, I'm just looking for the perfect church. There is no perfect church. And if there is a perfect church, when you showed up and joined, it became the imperfect church. So God has to use imperfection to show his power. And we get saved. The Bible says God gives us a new measure of faith.
Amen.
In Romans 12 and 3, it says, he says, we ought not to think that we're more than what we are, because he has dealt us a measure of faith.
Amen.
Now check this out.
Amen.
He gave me a measure of faith.
Come on,
But the measure of faith he gave him was different than the measure of faith he gave me. And the measure of faith he gave him was different than the measure of faith he gave him. And the measure of faith he gave me. And it's different than the measure of faith he gave him. God gives everyone a different measure of faith. As a matter of fact, we all have different measurements. So all of our containers don't hold the, oh goodness, the same thing. So God said, I can only give you what you can contain.
Yes, sir.
And so he gives to us a different measure of faith. Yes, and thereby we can come together knowing that we have a different measure of faith so that if I mess up, you have enough faith in you to pray me through. While I'm messed up, can you believe for me through your faith? While I'm messed up, can you believe for me? Whereby you see the body of Christ being the church.
Come on, pal. Come on, pal.
Come on now.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
Amen. Peter. No. Simon. Satan wants to have you. He's asked me if he can have you. Now, what gets me in the text is Jesus doesn't even say he answers Satan.
Amen.
What he says is, he asked me. In other words, if he asked me, he's only going to be able to do what I allow him to do. So then, why does the church talk about what Satan is up to? The devil is busy. Cancel that language. God's busier. How come we can't talk about God? The devil is attacking me. How about this? God is strengthening me. We don't realize what we're putting in the atmosphere. Oh, I'm just catching hell. How about this? I'm going to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. No matter what's going on in my life. We have been accustomed to talking about what's wrong. And I'm going to tell you most of the reason why. Because you watch too much news.
Wow. That's what's up.
Sit there in front of the news just watching.
That's what's up.
And they talking about everything going wrong in the community. You start watching the news feeling sad. You stop watching the news feeling depressed.
Amen.
They're telling you all about all this wild stuff that's going on. Let me tell you some stuff. God is raising folks from the dead. He is opening blind eyes. He is in countries where folks are walking for 9 miles, 11 hours to get to church. And he's healing bodies that's been laid up lame for time after. God is doing the work. I got a letter in the mail the other day. Saying, my mother is healed of all the cancer. I got another letter in the mail today. My son is unvexed of all the demons. I got another letter in the mail the other day saying, I'm free from all my depression. Can you hear what the Spirit is saying to the church?
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, man.
Satan. Simon.
Yes, sir. Come on, pal.
Satan has asked to have you. But he says, but I pray for you.
Pray for you.
Look, Satan has asked, but what did Jesus say? Forget about Satan's plan.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on
now, if you ever want anybody to intercede for you,
yes, sir. You want Jesus?
It will be Jesus.
Come on, pal.
Satan wants you, but I don't want you to talk about what Satan wants.
Come on, pal.
Because I prayed for you.
I prayed.
Now, get this. Jesus didn't tell him, I'm praying that Satan wouldn't get you. I didn't pray that Satan would leave you broke. I didn't pray for healing. He says, I prayed that your faith wouldn't fail you. Well, why do we pray for stuff?
Amen.
Why do we pray for the situation to change when we can change the situation?
Wait.
How do we change it? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Come on, now.
If you can hope, the Bible says,
yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ is our hope. Wait a minute. So faith is really Jesus in action.
Amen.
Oh, goodness. So then I don't have to pray for the thing. I can pray for the action, because if I put it in my hope, then I can have it, because faith activates the hope that's in my life. So he says, I got to fix the better part of you. I'm going to pray for the better part of you, because if your faith don't fail, you can speak to the thing that's trying to have you. And because you have that hope, you can have what you believe.
Come on now.
It would be useless.
Yes, sir.
For God to save us and empower us with his spirit, and then he just fixed everything. But he says, your faith won't fail, so you can speak to it yourself and have what you speak. So instead of telling your child your grades are all messed up, why can't you tell your child, you better than this? I'm gonna get in this with you, because I know what you can do. And the power of God has wisdom. And then release that wisdom and the knowledge upon you. And we believe by faith. I don't care what they believe. If you can just believe, you can have what you believe.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He says, I got to deal with the faith. Because faith is God. The enemy wants to take away your faith because he wants to leave you powerless. And God told me he has created you to be powerful. And he says that in order to activate the power, you're going to have to speak it with your mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you could call those things. I don't care what the doctor said. You can look up to God and say, you are the chief physician. I'll cancel everything that he had to say. You're the healer. Come and heal. When you believe that he's the healer, you can have the healing. Yeah. Oh, faith. Well, wait a minute. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And the word of God is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because he came.
Come on, pal.
Into the world, and the darkness comprehended him not.
Not. Yes, sir.
He came as the word, and he is still the word. So then what empowers you? The word. So don't let nobody get up in your ear if they're not speaking the word. I want to hang out with some word speakers. I want to hang out with somebody that's going to tell me the truth. Forget about all the lies that CNN is telling you. Ain't nothing but a bunch of deception anyway. The truth will set you free. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just getting so dogmatic in your faith?
Amen.
That you just refuse to believe anything the enemy has to say. Amen. That you will just believe that God himself,
amen,
is in charge of your life.
Amen. Glory to God.
That nobody has power,
amen, come on, pal,
over you.
Yes, Lord.
We have let people have power over us.
Yes, sir.
Why do we let people have power over us?
Come on, sir.
When they've let you down over and over again?
Yes, sir.
And God himself is the only one that's been remained faithful.
Come on,
you mess up and God cleans you up.
Amen.
God has remained faithful to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why when they were singing the song, I was about to come unglued inside. You are so faithful, that's all you know. Every time I messed up and felt this little and felt ashamed, God cleaned me up and said, you still gonna bear my name. You are still a part of my brand. Nothing can pluck you out. Not even you can change who I called you to be. I know Satan wants you, but I pray. Oh, I pray for that. You can't have my child. I prayed that her faith would fail not. Dad, I pray for you. I pray for your faith.
Amen. Come on, pal.
Worry about your little body. Praying for your faith. I know you got an issue with your mouth. You still cuss folks out, but I ain't tripping on your mouth. Praying for your faith. Because when I grow your faith, it'll control your mouth.
Yes, sir.
I know you got a switchblade. You like to cut folks' ears off.
Yes,
but I'm praying for your faith. Because your faith will have you overlook another person's issues and begin to pray for your enemies that are trying to despitefully misuse you and bless those that are trying to curse you. It's your faith.
Thank you, Father. Yes, sir.
That does all of this. God said, I planned this out because I will allow the enemy to take stuff from you. I will even allow him to afflict you, but he can never have your faith. You know, when you lost that loved one and you thought you were going to fall all apart, your faith took over when your mind didn't know how you was going to make it. You know when that person left you and you thought, why'd they leave me? I'm done. Your faith took over at that point. You know when you felt like, oh, church ain't gonna work for me, but somehow you got up and came anyway? It's because your faith wouldn't leave you right where you are. Your faith is at work for you. Why? Because it is the word of God that's activated in you, and that word that's in you needs to get some word from the word of God so that you can be built up in the faith.
Amen.
We got to get out of here because the Raiders are going to come out in a minute. I'm going to tell you what some of y'all were thinking. But that's cool.
Amen.
That's cool. I'm all for it.
Come on, pal.
I want to get you out of here on time.
Come on, pal.
Because I want you to take your faith to wherever they're watching the game. And let them know it's cool to watch the game. But I want you to know that I've been praying that your faith fail not. So expect the change to happen in your life. You don't even have to come to church. The church has come to you. Is there anybody willing to just be the church instead of come to the church? Just be the church. He says to him, he said, I prayed for your faith. Now, if Jesus has prayed for your faith not to fail, then your faith will never fail. All you got to do is go after God. Every worry and every concern is going to work out better than you could have ever imagined it. Because he's prayed for your faith. Now you have to, in turn, pray for somebody else's faith. We don't beat them up because they're down. We get on our knees and raise them up while they're down. Raise them up before the Lord and say, Lord, only you. Only you can fix this. I'll tell you guys something. I thought when I got saved that everything was going to be cool. And I wasn't going to make no more mistakes. I thought I wasn't going to hurt nobody else. But let me tell you something about flesh. It's different than faith. Flesh will mess up. And although my flesh messed up, when my flesh messed up, some of you may know what I'm talking about. Amen. When my flesh messed up, I wanted to give up.
All right.
I want to talk to the people who at one time wanted to give up.
Yes.
Because something happened. When I wanted to give up, faith really stood up. And when faith stood up, my flesh sat down. And when my flesh sat down, the power of God began to manifest itself. And I began everything that I thought was for bad. God said, now it's time for you to be restored. Everybody knows how ugly and dirty your sin was, and now they're going to know that there is a restorer coming out for the children of God. Through your life, I'm going to let folks know that there is a restorer named Jesus. Is there anybody in the house that knows Jesus is the one that holds them together? Jesus is the one that restores. Jesus is the one that keeps. Jesus! We gotta go. But sometimes we complain because we don't realize that we have a reservoir that's full of thanks. You could stand up at the morning and begin to tap into your memory bank on how many times you can remember that God was with you. When you were sick and had a fever and couldn't do nothing for yourself. And folks died, but you didn't. When you thought you were going to lose your mind, but you didn't. When you messed up and wanted to curl up in like a rock and didn't want to move, you kept moving. That's because there was a plan for your life, and the plan for your life has always been yes and amen, and God is directing your life, and nothing's going to stop you except for the power of God when it's time. And so we have got to give God praise and thanksgiving for being in charge of our life, in charge of our children's life, and know without a doubt that God has given you victory in every area of your life. Stick to the plan. There's a plan. It's bigger and greater than what the enemy has asked. We ain't got to talk about that joker no more. I'm going to talk about Jesus so much, everybody going to think I'm nuts. My kids laugh at me all the time. Say, Dad, you look crazy. Because I walk down the street praying. I'm afraid to pray. I don't care what nobody say either. Because I'm not here to please man. I'm here to please God. I'm willing to look like a fool in sticking to the plan. And I'm thankful. You know what? I'm thankful that I messed up.
Amen.
Because God got glory from it.
Yes.
And I don't know, somebody in here right now in a mess. And trying to keep it covered up. you might as well just uncover it so God could get some glory from it. Walking around like you got it all together, and the only thing holding you together is your suit, you think. You take that off, everything just fall apart. But God is holding you. He's keeping you. Listen. And no one here could take credit for nothing. Everything you got, God dealt it to you. One thing I know about the dealer can take all the cards back at any time. And we have to know God has dealt us all a measure.
Amen.
You may not have it all.
Don't have it all.
But if we come together, we could do a whole lot more than we can apart. So we're going to agree that the plan for our life is in Christ. And whatever the enemy comes to try to do, we're going to stick to the plan. I'm supposed to forgive. So if you mess up, let me just put some forgiveness over there just in case you mess up, because I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm going to put forgiveness over there so it'll be there for you if you do mess up. So if I mess up, can you have some over there for me too? Because if we come together, we can handle anything. Where two or more can come together, we can ask anything, and it shall come. Whoa.